During the 33rd National Night Out event, kids and adults enjoyed music, free food, and drinks as they interacted with Tallahassee's law enforcement like Sergeant Anitra Highland.
National Night Out is an opportunity for communities, neighborhoods to come together with law enforcement to show that we're engaged together against crime.
That was back in August, around the time many people were talking about white police officers shooting black men. That includes the July shooting of Philando Castile, who was filmed on Facebook getting shot. And Highland says events like these are more essential now than ever.
I think they were always been critical, you know, of course, now more than ever. But, I mean, we at the Tallahassee Police Department have always been engaged in the community. And myself being supervisor of the Community Relations Unit, we have definitely been engaged in community doing all different types of outreach.
In addition to events like National Night Out, others say making sure the makeup of law enforcement is reflective of the community it serves. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum says he believes Tallahassee Police Chief Mike DeLeo is doing a good job at improving diversity.
In fact, the chief is in this past year and a half, with our intention toward recruiting more officers, tried to figure out what are the deficits that we've got to close in order to help, frankly, minority black and brown law enforcement officers choose our organization.
He says that includes looking at people with military backgrounds instead of just those with college degrees. Gillum says providing police academy scholarships is a plus as well.
And so we've tried to incentivize on the early end of scholarshipping folks through the academy with a guaranteed commitment to come back and work in our department.
Some Leon County Sheriff's candidates have similar thoughts, like Walt McNeil. He's the Democrat running for Leon County Sheriff's Office, who's worn a lot of law enforcement hats, including TPD chief. He says one of his target goals, if he becomes sheriff, is to focus recruitment efforts on college campuses and having law enforcement training certifications take place at the university level.
We have a great opportunity here with FAMU, FSU, and TCC to bring in the very best students we can possibly have. So when students come out of college, they're already trained and ready to come into police agencies. That will help minority officers coming in, because they have to pay to go through the academy. That's a cost that some of our kids don't have. If that cost was covered while they were in college, it would ensure more African Americans coming to law enforcement. So that's something I hope to work on.
But McNeil says diversity should start with leadership.
You have to make sure that the command staff, that is the people who directly report to the sheriff, are a diverse group of people first and foremost that make up the agency.
Out of the 5, 6, 7 captains, there's only one minority member there. There's one female. There are two female majors. We've got an issue. We do not look like our community at the top.
That's Charlie Strickland, the Republican candidate running for Leon County Sheriff.
The problem is getting people up there that are qualified, that have been groomed to go there. And quite frankly, we've done a terrible job at the sheriff's office. And I say we, I mean them, because I've been middle management. You know, I've worked next to these people, and I see people get passed over. So what we're going to have to do is start at the top and reach out and diversify our agency by bringing in some outside people that are eminently qualified to do the job, and then make sure that our hiring procedures reflect that ultimate goal.
Strickland says he believes officers on patrol are very diverse, but he says overall it could take years to have a truly diverse force. Meanwhile, currently on County Sheriff Mike Wood, who's running for re-election, feels he's making diversity gains. He took over for his predecessor, Larry Campbell, who passed away last year.
Since I became sheriff, we created a recruiting team that is very diverse, both in race and gender. And so we go out and we pursue applicants very aggressively, and we really try hard to pursue African-American applicants, because, you know, that would be our shortcoming. So in recent rounds of promotions, I've been very deliberate. I've promoted multiple African-Americans and actually a couple of ladies that are African-American within our organization, too. Also, our command staff now has the first woman in the history of the Leon County Sheriff's Office promoted to the rank of major. But not only that, I have two majors in my command staff now that are females. So I think I'm being very progressive.
And Tommy Mills, who, like Wood, is running as an independent, says he feels the sheriff's office needs to hire people who are fair and impartial.
And that's what they expect, not just our hiring, but even in our patrolling and everything in between. But that's what they expect. And how do we better serve our community if our police department or our sheriff's office does not reflect our community? That's where we got to get back to. I'm a proponent of making sure that we do all that we can to give Leon County the best service possible. And a part of that is making sure that we have diversity in our community.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the diversity makeup of Leon County Sheriff's Office matches pretty closely with the community. Leon County is about 60% white, 30% black, and 6% Hispanic. The Sheriff's Office is 65% white, 33% black, and 1% Hispanic. But take out staffing positions and just look at sworn law enforcement, it's a different story with more than 84% white. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.